What remains of the NRC staff are resident inspectors at nuclear sites, emergency response personnel, and a skeleton crew. Edwin Lyman is senior scientist with the Global Security Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, a nonprofit independent science advocacy group.
No agency can experience a 90% cut in their personnel without a severe impact on their capabilities.
Another government agency, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, had to call back some of its furloughed employees earlier this week after a large salmonella outbreak that the CDC says has sickened some 280 people, mainly in California. The CDC says the likely cause is raw chicken from three California poultry facilities. The Union of Concerned Scientists Lyman draws an analogy with a nuclear crisis.
Well, the biggest concern is what happens in an emergency, and it's similar to what we're seeing with the salmonella outbreak in CDC. The agency missed a few crucial days of monitoring that may have been able to slow down or stop this epidemic, and then they had to ramp up when it reached crisis proportions. And similarly, I mean, the NRC, as long as there's no major incident, we may get away unscathed. But if there is a crisis, then the current structure will lead to a delay in the agency's ability to respond. And when you're talking about a nuclear crisis, you know, a few hours could make a big difference. So I'm not happy about this potential delay in the ability of the agency to respond to a crisis. People have been sent home, their communications are cut off, their email is taken away from them. You know, these are all things that will have to be restored immediately, and people have to be brought up to speed.
He says some so-called non-essential NRC workers could become essential if a routine problem were to escalate at one of the nation's nuclear power plants, such as Vermont Yankee or Indian Point.
Well, I mean, reactors experience emergency shutdowns periodically throughout the year. Most of these are fairly benign, but some of them need analysis or response. And the resident inspectors, you know, one or two people per site, might not have the depth of expertise to be able to assess what's happening. And so there's a backbench of analysts and other experts who would be brought to bear to be able to assess an incident. And a lot of those people are not going to be available immediately.
He says, though there is a small chance that something like an unplanned shutdown or abnormal readings could evolve into more serious incidents, it's not a chance that should be taken. Lyman says he is also concerned that the furloughs could compromise the NRC's role globally, and cites the 2011 Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan.
The NRC was very involved for a number of reasons. One, it needed to provide assessments for the many tens of thousands of Americans in Japan. The NRC also needed to assess whether that accident could affect our own shores. If it got worse. And it was a major effort on the part of the agency. They had to ramp up their emergency operations center. They had to fully staff it 24 hours a day. People were working a lot of overtime. It was taxing on the agency when it was fully staffed. And so it's not just the reactors, you know, in the United States that are an issue. It's the NRC has a role to play if a nuclear accident happens anywhere. So it's also that global role that could be impacted.
An NRC spokesman earlier this week said some 300 staff members would remain from about 3,900. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.